little something there from Heatwave. That's the Groove Line. Started that set of music off with Rock Your Baby. That was an album version from George McRae. Sandwiched in the middle, Little Night Fever from the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. Those were the Bee Gees. The Bee Gees underwent a dramatic transformation during the disco era. Originally known for their sweet harmonies and pop ballads, the Gibbs brothers reinvented themselves with the soundtrack to Saturday Night Fever. Their falsetto-driven hits like Stayin' Alive, Night Fever, and More Than a Woman became anthems of the disco movement. While their earlier work was beloved, it was their embrace of disco's rhythmic intensity and lush orchestrations that captured them, catapulted them to stardom. They became synonymous with the era, their sound defining the very essence of the late 70s dance floor. The Bee Gees' impact wasn't just commercial. They proved that established artists could evolve and redefine their sound, and in doing so, they helped solidify disco's place in the mainstream. Bemidji Symphony Orchestra is looking for new board members and volunteers. They will hold an informational meeting Tuesday, April 8th at 5:30 at their office space next door to Headwaters Music and Arts on Minnesota Avenue. The nonprofit iLink Minnesota helps those with low vision and blindness by providing technology-based solutions. You may find more information and donate by searching for iLink Minnesota. That's I spelled E-Y-E. This is After Dark. Volunteer host Mark Labundy here, driving the crazy disco bus on KAXE, KBXE. And what better way to get back into music but a little bit of something from ABBA. We'll be right back.
the door. We would feed the hungry feet till they couldn't eat no more. But the potions that we made touched the creatures down below. And they grew up in a way that we'd never seen before.
Through all the tears.
like that one from the Silvers. Boogie Fever, it's got all the catchphrases in there. Got the Boogie Fever, you got to get down, all that disco stuff. Right here on After Dark, this is KAXE, KBXE. Before that, it was Xanadu, a song about roller skates, disco lights, and all the good stuff that is disco. That was Olivia Newton-John. Before that, it was Cerrone and Supernature. Started that group of songs from the disco era out with ABBA's Voulez-Vous. ABBA started their career in the early 1970s. Their transition into disco in the latter half of the decade was seamless and spectacular. ABBA possessed a unique blend of pop sensibilities and sophisticated songwriting. Tracks like Dancing Queen, Gimme, 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 and Voulez-Vous showcased their ability to craft meticulously produced, emotionally resonant disco hits. Their harmonies, layered instrumentation, and catchy melodies elevated disco to an art form, proving that the genre could be both commercially successful and artistically rich. ABBA's influence extended far beyond disco, but their contribution to the genre's golden age is undeniable. KAXE KBXE's annual record store sale is Saturday, April 12th from 9 to 1 p.m. at Rail River Folk School in Bemidji. Dig through crates with us and find new old gems for your collection. Upstream Homebrewers hosts a spring homebrew tasting Saturday, April 12th from 3 to 6 at Keg and Cork in Bemidji. Those 21 years and older may taste up to 20 different beers with live music from Cage Jamber. The Mesabi Orchestra presents Beethoven's Fifth Symphony and more Saturday, April 12th at 7 p.m. at the Hibbing High School Auditorium, as well as Sunday, April 13th at 2:30 at Rock Ridge High School Performing Center in Virginia. Tickets available at MesabiSymphonyOrchestra.org.
Born to be alive, born to be alive. You see before.
I warned you there was going to be a lot of boogie. That's Silver Convention. Get up and boogie. At the top of that set, we started off with Born to Be Alive from Patrick Hernandez. And in the middle there was TSOP, The Sound of Philadelphia from MFSB. Released in 1973, TSOP wasn't just a hit, it was a cultural touchstone. Originally the theme for the legendary TV show Soul Train, this instrumental masterpiece defined the lush, orchestrated sound of Philadelphia soul. And that sound, it was the precursor, the very foundation of what we'd soon known to be disco. Here on KAXE, KBXE After Dark, your volunteer host Mark Clubundi here at the helm. Watermark Arts Center in Bemidji presents the annual high school invitational exhibit opening Friday, April 4th, with a reception from 5 to 6:30. The show runs through April 25th. The Edge Center for the Arts in Big Fork presents a local production of Anne of Green Gables, April 3rd through the 5th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, April 6th at 2 p.m. Tickets available at theedgecenterarts.org or at the door. Headwaters Music and Arts hosts their monthly open mic and coffee house Friday, April 4th. Sign-up begins at 6:30 with performances at 7. This month's featured performer is April Aylesworth.
Go West!
Amy Stewart, Knock on Wood. Before that, it was Dim All the Lights, classic there from Donna Summer. And what would it be? It couldn't be a disco night without something from the Village People. That was Go West to start off that set of music. I hope you've enjoyed After Dark tonight. I've been your volunteer host, Mark Labundy, on People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. Finally, we celebrate the queen of disco herself, Gloria Gaynor. Her 1978 anthem, I Will Survive, is more than just a disco hit. Gaynor's powerful vocals combined with the song's empowering lyrics resonated with audiences worldwide. Before I Will Survive, Gaynor had already made herself a name for herself with songs like Never Can Say Goodbye, but it was her resilience and strength captured in I Will Survive that cemented her legacy. Her influence lies in her ability to connect with listeners on a deep emotional level, transforming disco into a genre of empowerment and survival. I'm going to send you home with this one. From Gloria Gaynor, Never Can Say Goodbye.